there's a lot of things, a lot of great initiatives going on in government, from renewable resources, green tech, cybersecurity, the focus on healthcare, of course, building out the broadband. And so it's very interesting. There's a kind of a poetic connection between those initiatives and the technologies and the innovations that are being created by Silicon Valley entrepreneurs. So I think, you know, it's a very beautiful time to get both worlds together. Of course, Silicon Valley generally, you know, kind of operates in its own little world and doesn't think too much about the government. But now that we have a ambitious new leader, you know, there's a lot of ways we can work together. Indeed, it's already starting to happen.
Is this a perfect storm that allowed this to sort of happen? I'm sort of surprised it's never happened before, but you mentioned new leadership. You mentioned the IT community, and you know, we all know how the economy is doing. Those factors plus more, is it a perfect storm that allowed this to come together?
Well, it is. I think, again, it's interesting to note, but, you know, investing, venture capital investment into green tech or renewable energy or whatever the fashionable way to call it these days is very new to venture capital, but it's been the boom investment category and now represents the third largest area in which VCs really all over the world are investing in now. And of course we have an administration that's really trying to champion that and get us, you know, off of Middle East oil and trying to clean up the air and encourage electric cars and all those good things. So I think there's a perfect storm, certainly in that category. I would also add that, you know, in an era of kind of expanding budget deficits, one of the great ways to kind of help that area would be to, you know, implement new information technologies and help government be more efficient, more web-based. That's of course an ambitious goal, but that's a big area. And then I would say finally, in the old, you know, basic job creation area, certainly unemployment rates have been rising. And if you really do the math, more and more you're seeing that venture capital backed companies are becoming and have been for a while the number one source of new jobs, new wealth creation, and because they're innovation driven, these are really high paying types of jobs that end up improving our standard of living. So I think, you know, the marriage between the public sector and entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley, you know, is a very powerful combination. And actually, the entrepreneurs that we talk to are very excited about, you know, kind of chipping in and helping their country become a better place.
I've been covering this stuff for a long time, and it's interesting to see entrepreneurs and venture capitalists moving and interested in the government marketplace, something that, I, you know, probably given the economic situation over the last 18 months, if that hadn't occurred, this may not have been happening in the same way.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because if you were to look at the average entrepreneur out here in Silicon Valley, they're, you know, we're really disciples of Ayn Rand and the individualistic movement and self-sufficiency and all of that, and tend to kind of lean more towards the libertarian angle. But I think, you know, you take example of Henrik Fisker, who just got about, what, $500 million in loans to help build his cool new car, you know, all of a sudden it's kind of like, hey, you know, if we can be part of the stimulus package, if we can be part of helping, you know, build the information superhighway, if we can do these things and use our innovations and technologies to contribute, you know, then it's a win-win situation. So it's pretty exciting to observe.
And so who will be attending your conference? It's 2 days. It takes place October, 19th through 21st. Who comes to participate in this?
Well, basically, typically we have a combination of entrepreneurs, and again, I think two prominent ones would be Henrik Fisker, the inventor of the Fisker automobile and actually the original designer of the Tesla motor car. Mike Daniels, who of course is from your neighborhood and was a big pioneer of the internet. So we have people like that. We have people, venture capitalists, two very prominent venture capitalists, as an example from Silicon Valley, Tim Draper, who is famous for investing in Skype and Hotmail, and a lot of great companies. And then Dixon Dole, who has been the chairman of the National Venture Capital Association, and he's with Dole Capital. And he's been a real pioneer in investing in China, as an example, and really taking the the venture capital model all over the world. We also have folks from Boston in the venture capital industry, and then we have really a whole great slew of people that are actually in the government, like Christopher King, who's with the U.S. House Committee on Science and Technology, Tom Galipsi of InQtel. We have some former government officials that have gone into the venture capital industry, like the former CIA director, James Woolsey, other people of that nature, Harvey Pitt, who's now in venture capital and used to be the former chairman of the Securities Exchange Commission.
And is the idea here to sort of for these folks to learn about sort of the challenges of government, or for government to be able to learn about the how venture capital, what do you hope comes out of this mixture of folks?
Well, I'll speak for Silicon Valley. I think what we're coming is for both what I call offense and defense reasons. Offense is we want to showcase our technologies, show government officials how we can contribute to, the big initiatives, as I mentioned earlier. The second thing is we like to remind people that we are job creators, and, one of the best things that you can do is let us do what we do so that we can help the economy. And I think that there's also kind of a defense side to our position. There's been, in the aftermath of the credit crunch, there's been some mumbling about regulating the venture capital industry, which we think would be a bad thing. We see that as a private business between, limited partners and partnerships in the venture capital community, and we certainly don't want to disrupt that financial food chain. And obviously, we're allergic to most any kind of regulation, so we want to make sure to remind, I think, our public officials, like, hey, this is how the Silicon Valley system works, this is, the benefits of how we operate, and we should, proactively work together to both win and be sure not to step on each other's toes.